T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
We were just talking about this, Riggs, baby names. And how I said Nicki Minaj, we don't even have a name for her baby.
She'd drop a name now?
No.
No,
no, she didn't. That's okay. What, 4 months ago she had this kid. But you know who did drop a name that we've been waiting on as well? Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid, your One Direction fans. There
you
go.
That's
they
right.
They never told us the name of their kid, which is funny because I didn't realize.
How old is that kid now?
I'm more worried about Nicki Minaj's kid than I am Zayn and Gigi's. How old is this kid? They just had it a few months ago. It's younger than Nicki Minaj's.
Right.
I know that. Anyway, this is how they announced the name of their baby. She wrote on her Instagram bio, she updated it to say Kai's mom, like K-H-A-I. So you know how like the top of my Instagram says music lover, boy mom, dog lover. So hers says Kai's mom. Are you following me now?
Yes.
When you so that's how she
that's how she announced it.
Was they she put Kai's mom in her Instagram bio. Hey, fine with me.
All right.
Whatever. So K-H-A-I, Kai.
I know how I'll announce it. I'll put it on my Instagram bio and just wait for people to see it casually. Because well, do you ever look at someone's Instagram bio?
Rarely.
Rarely?
Like if I go to their page, obviously.
Yeah.
Like if I see somebody, I'm like, oh, who's this? And I click on them. I'm like, oh, I see you.
Oh, yeah.
But like, do I just randomly see people?
What did you
bios?
Say again?
Well, let's go look. Boy mom, dog mom. I don't remember.
Mine says mornings, 103.7 Kiss FM, radio.com.
Mine says mornings at Kiss FM.
Yeah.
So you know it's us.
Yes. Mine says radio.com, our app, mental health advocate, Riggs Off the Radio, my podcast, skydive instructor, Bigfoot. Nature
Does
lover.
Does it say Samson's
empath.
Dad?
No, that's
well,
on my Twitter bio,
you
though.
You suck.
No, it's on my Twitter bio.
Oh, well, then she's doing the same thing you did. Same idea.
I put it's dog dad.
That's the same thing. That's what she, but she put, she did the name announcement.
Right.
So.
Well, good for her and Zayn.
Kai Malik, I'm assuming, because Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
So that it will be Zayn Malik and Gigi's kid.
I was thinking about this in the shower this morning.
Yeah.
Did you shower this morning, by the way? It's okay if
no,
you didn't.
No, I showered last night.
Okay, you showered
at night.
You
can see
night.
How clean my hair is.
Okay, yeah, I see that. So when you get in the shower, and this was a debate that was on the internet too, which made me think about it.
Yeah.
Do you face the water when you shower, or do you have the water to your
coming
back?
On my head? It depends on what I'm doing. So like when I get in, it's behind me, get my hair wet.
Okay.
Then,
did you let it run down the back so it doesn't get in your eyes? Right?
I don't care if it gets in my eyes. I'll put my whole face in the water just to get it wet.
Okay.
And the water doesn't bug me in my eyes at all.
The soap does, though, from the shampoo.
I don't get any soap. So that's when I put shampoo in.
Okay.
I'm facing it now.
Okay.
Okay. And then I have to turn around to rinse it out.
Right.
And then I'll put conditioner in and let the conditioner sit in there. So that's when I'll do things like shave my legs. This is too much intimacy for everyone. So that's when I shave my legs, my pits, all that stuff, right?
I just wonder which direction.
Which women know what I'm talking
about.
Most women, I'm sure, do similar stuff, you know.
I do that same process.
So we shave while, so I'm facing it while I'm shaving because I have to get water and all these other, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know how
you got to rinse a little bit.
You got
to
get.
So
everything.
You switch it up from the facing the water to the water to your back.
Yeah, it's behind me, and then depending on what I'm cleaning, you know what I mean.
There are some weirdos on the internet that do it with just the water facing their back, and that's it. Like they keep the water to their back the whole time.
How?
I don't understand how.
How would you do that?
I don't know. I guess the water pours down the front of your head. I do both. I get in and I face the shower and I get my whole body wet and then I turn around and
you face it to get wet. I go face it to get wet. Because all my hair, because it like so much hair gets wet.
Sure. You've got more hair than I do.
Yeah. Yes, I do. It's clearly down to the middle of my back. So I'm like, yeah, I have to get my hair all soaking wet. Right. And then that's heavy.
So I get in, I face the shower to get wet and then I turn around, I do shampoo, rinse the shampoo, conditioner. I let the conditioner set in.
Yep.
Because you're supposed to let it, you're supposed to leave it
sit
in.
Sit for a sec.
And then that's when I do the PTA washing, just the important parts. Wash my feet. Always wash the feet.
Oh, God, that's funny. I don't.
Always wash my feet.
I always assume the soap goes down my legs and gets my feet. No, really. I like will get on my legs.
No, I always lift up
totally
both feet.
I'm being totally honest. I do not scrub my feet. That's so funny.
You should.
Really?
Clean feet's
nobody
good.
Nobody ever taught. Well, I don't deny that, but I assume they're getting clean in all the water and soap that's being dripped onto them, you know?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But I've always been told to wash your feet, so I always scrub my feet every time.
It sounds like something you would tell kids.
Every
time. Wash your feet.
Always wash your feet. So do you, when you get in the shower, do you face it or do you put your back to the shower? Which one do you do? You do
I go back first.
Back
to
first?
Get my hair wet.
I go front first. I wonder how everybody else does it. And maybe there's somebody out there that just faces the water the whole time. Or just is a lunatic like this person on the internet and only has the water to their back the whole time. Which doesn't make any sense to me. And if you do, then please explain yourself, your shower habits.
Explain yourself.
414-799-1037. Mm-hmm. You can call or text that number. It's Kiss FM. These are shower thoughts. Literal shower thoughts.
Literal.
What do you do when you get in the shower? I was thinking to myself this morning, I always get in the shower and face the water to get myself wet. But you do it completely opposite,
Allie. I have my back, I get all my hair wet, and then I'll get my face wet. Then I'll turn around and get my face wet. Just stick my whole face in the water.
One of the texts that came in to 414-799-1037 is why I face it. They said, I face the shower when I wash my head and face, and then I turn around. I feel like I'm colder. Feel like I'm colder when I'm facing the shower. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree.
So when I turn it to my back, then I feel a lot warmer.
Well, and it gets my hair re-warm. Yeah. And, you know, because when you have wet hair and girls have a lot of it, that's
so
cold,
much hair.
Man.
Who's on the phone? Adia this morning?
Yeah.
Adia?
Like Nadia without the N, she said. I said, that's a good way to explain it. Adia in Maguanago. Hey,
good morning,
girl.
Adia.
Hi, good morning, guys. I just wanted to weigh in. I do the both, but I can only turn one direction when I turn.
Why?
It freaks me out if I go to face the curtain. I have to face, like, the wall or the window or whatever's on the other side.
Why?
I turn, like, and it doesn't matter, like, to the right or left. If I go to, a hotel or a friend's house or whatever, it's always I have to turn and face the wall. It's
okay.
Bizarre. And I freak myself out and I do it. And I try the other way and I just can't handle it.
And you have no idea why you have this, like, phobia?
I don't know. It's so bizarre, right?
This is weird, right?
A couple years ago, and I'm 34. So
do you think Do you think it's because you feel like if you fall forward, you can brace yourself with the wall, but if you fall forward into the curtain, you can't do anything. You're just going to fall out.
Sure, let's go with that. Or I'm scared of who's on the other side of the curtain.
Oh,
like avoid the situation.
You're watching too many scary movies.
It's a claustrophobia thing, almost.
I really don't know. With the foot thing, Allie, I don't wash my feet, but I do take like that. Like it looks like a cheese grater, a pedicure.
Oh, I got one of those, honey.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Yeah, you do it in the shower. Right?
Oh, you do it in the shower? Oh, whoa.
Oh, for sure. I don't want to clean up all that, you know?
Yeah.
I put on a towel and then wash the towel.
I looked up while that song was playing, I looked it up where I found it about the feet, and a dermatologist said you should wash your feet often because there's so much fungus that can get in there. Because your feet are in socks, and then your socks are in the shoes. Yeah. Think how damp and gross your feet get.
My feet get tons of soap on them. I just don't scrub them like you do with soap.
You got to give them a little scrubsky, though. It's good foot hygiene.
Do you guys wash your hands after you shower?
No, because they just got washed in the shower.
Wash your hands after the shower?
That's a funny question.
That is.
I know someone that does that.
Yep. Why?
I don't know.
Because you feel like you touched all the dirty parts of your body and then you got to wash your hands again?
I will say, when I use my face soap, which is I use last because everybody's got their methods, the last thing I do is wash my face with my Dove soap.
Yeah.
And then I, in my mind, feel like my hands are clean.
Right.
So I do that last, and I do think there's some weird thing going in where they're, you know, versus if I had, like, shaved and done all this other stuff and then didn't have any soap, you know.
All right. So you do both, but you can't face the outside. You always face the wall on the inside.
That's interesting.
I have to turn a certain way
Okay. Yep. We've all got strange shower habits. Thank you for calling.
It made sense didn't make sense, but it made sense. Like what she said about being afraid of somebody being on the other side.
Yeah.
That was,
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Rose.
Rose.
Hey, Rose, what's going on? What do you do when you shower? Tell us everything. That sounds so funny. Well, tell me about your showering.
Please.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Rick.
Hi there.
Go both ways as far as in the shower facing. In the same reason as Allie does, I put my back to the shower to wash my hair.
Yeah.
I think one of the more important questions that I wonder about people is, when you're in the shower, do you use your hands with the soap to wash, or do you use a washcloth?
Oh, that's a great question, because yep. I do not play with washcloths. They gross me out. My mom always used one. I hate them. And people will, like, when I had sitters and, like, the kids were getting in the bath, they'd be like, do you have a washcloth? I'm like, for what? And because I don't use washcloths.
Right?
Or what's the loofahs?
The loofahs, yeah. And people leave those loofahs out and they get gross. I don't do that. I use my hands to wash everything.
I use my hands as well, Rose.
I put soap on my hands, and then I wash my body with my hands.
Hands, totally. What do you use, Rose?
I started using my hands, but then when I got married, my husband uses a washcloth, and he actually thinks it's kind of gross that we use the soap and use our hands.
Do you use the same washcloth multiple times?
No, I use
okay.
it. I use it.
They think you don't put the soap. You put the soap on your hands, then on your body. You don't put the soap onto your body. That's why. That's when it gets gross. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I take my body soap and I pump a ton into my hands and then
work up
a
lather
all over my body.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. So I don't take, people that take the soap and literally rub it in their pit with the soap, you've seen those people?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's gross, but that's what she's talking about.
All right.
But well, you shouldn't do that. I don't think you should do that, Rose.
You got to get your questions out there for the shower stuff. Thank you, Rose.
That's a good question.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
And maybe we're weird. I don't know.
Maybe we are. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, this is Jason. Again, I was
this guy.
Warm clothing.
No, we're talking about showers. You are so far off, dude. I don't know if you're calling the wrong station or what, but I love you for calling and thank you for listening.
No, there's
I don't know what that guy's doing. It's Kiss FM. Heads up, it's offensively cold outside.
Oh, I'm sitting in the studio with my hood on.
Like, where the hood at?
Well, it's on you. I got my hoodie and I got the hood up. I'm so cold.
Well,
we're inside.
It's like in the single digits today. Only highs in the teens today.
They said it feels like Tupelo or something ridiculous. I was just don't even tell me anymore.
How do you get a feels like temperature? Did they have like one guy? They go, hey, what's it feel like?
Right.
-4. All right, print it.
I'm sure a meteorologist could tell
Probably.
Us, but we don't know.
Mark Baden may know, but I don't know.
Somebody knows.
We don't know. So yeah, ridiculously cold today.
Yeah.
It's like 9 out right now. Homeless outreach in Milwaukee got vandalized.
What?
It's the Street Angels. Have you heard
Come
of the Street
on.
Angels?
Yes, of course. They got vandalized?
Well, they've got two buses that they use to go around and deliver food to some people, and they'll take clothing and help out the homeless community, especially now that it's being so cold. And both of their buses had the catalytic converter stolen from it.
What's a catalytic converter?
The catalytic converter is the device on your car that basically, it's your emissions. So it makes sure that not all the pollutants don't go out into the air. It changes.
Why did someone steal that?
Because there's pressure. There's metals inside of it that you can break down and sell it.
Oh, God.
So these people can take them on the black market or wherever, strip them out, take the metals and sell them and make money on it.
So
and
they're
this is
helping
happening.
People and people are...
They're helping people and people are taking from them. It could cost like $2,000 per vehicle for them to fix it. Now, their insurance will probably cover it, but they're down two vehicles and they're down helping people at a time when it's the coldest possible.
Yeah, it's the principle.
It is the principle.
You're helping homeless people and somebody is stealing your stuff. I mean, how horrible can it be?
And they said that's on the rise. Apparently, catalytic converters are being stolen from cars. And I don't know how you would... I wouldn't even know how to find one.
That's what I mean.
Like, I had to Google what the hell it was.
Like, if you said to me... Allie, I had to just name a car. I don't know.
Ford Focus.
I'd have to Google it. First, I'd have to make sure I knew what a Focus looked like today.
Right.
Because there's so many versions
now.
So
many, yeah.
I would be like, okay. And then if you said catalytic converter, blah, 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 I'd be like, oh, now we're in a whole other ball game.
Can't we just take gas out of the tank like the old days where you just suck it out with a tube? So that sucks. But, they'll get back on their feet. Because they do good things, the Milwaukee Street Angels. But, yeah.
Well, that's screwed
that's
up.
That's terrible, right?
Yeah.
Be better.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is not a happy ending, but we talked about how Dustin Diamond, who lived in this area forever, I don't know if he still does or not, up in the Port Washington area. Hell, you've had dinner with him, Riggs.
I have.
Yeah, from Saved by the Bell. Well, he got really sick. He was in the hospital in Florida. We talked about that last week. Then we talked about how he was diagnosed with cancer.
Stage 4.
Stage 4, small cell carcinoma. It's an aggressive form of lung cancer. It's a rare condition. And it's commonly caused by smoking, but it can include surgery. It says if the tumor is small enough and chemo, which I read he was doing. So they said he's still in the hospital, you know, obviously stage 4 cancer. They don't know when he can leave, but a lot of people have been lifting his spirits and calling every day. He's not in Wisconsin. He's in Florida, according to this. But we had talked about how Mario Lopez put out a statement because none of the cast wanted anything to do with him after he did his tell-all book.
Oh, yeah. Because he threw everyone under the bus.
Yeah, he threw him under the bus. Yeah. And then when they did the reboot specials, they didn't want him in them.
Right.
Right. You know?
But I don't think they're doing so well. The reboot?
The reboot,
on Peacock now.
But that's not the point. The point is Mario did the right thing. I'm just like, hey, I hope you're okay.
Well, yeah.
Because who knows? Maybe him and Mario didn't have any beef. Maybe that's why Mario Lopez and Tiffany Amber Thiessen reached out. They're the only ones he didn't. I didn't read the book. Maybe they're the only ones he didn't rip on.
Right.
I don't know.
When I had dinner with him, he was just so full of himself. He loved him some Screech.
He was too
so into
consumed
himself.
With his world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talking about how his adult tape that got out, that wasn't really him. He just did it for publicity because he knew it would get him
Do you think
attention.
That child stars,
and I was like,
and we don't know because we don't know what it feels like to be a child star, so we can only guess, right?
Sure.
But do you think some of that, you know, the psychology makes me want to go, it stems from being a kid and have everyone around you tell you you're great, you had like assistance because you were on a huge TV show, and then as an adult, you're looking for that worth that you got out of all that crap as a kid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might be going too deep. But I could see that with child stars. Like, you're constantly looking for that to be your, make you feel good and be your worth. And if you don't have it anymore, you just sit around and talk about yourself because
you're
insecure.
When you're a child star, a lot of them, I would think, don't get told no ever.
That's my point.
Never told no.
So you're just, like, surrounded by how great you are. And then you have to use, your ego's so big by the time you're not on the show anymore, you've got to talk about it. You see what, you're
growing up fast, but you're not growing up fast at the same time.
You're not.
It's, like, strange.
Like anybody would want to have it like a child star. I've said it 1,000 times. You can look at Justin Bieber. You look at some of these celebs who have had rough goes at it, man.
All right. So, hey, by the way, on the way next.
Yeah. We were talking about Screech, by the way. Dustin Diamond having stage 4 cancer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you see that out there, Allie, in the parking lot?
What?
That's the bus, and I'm getting ready to throw you in front of it and ask you about your dating life next.
Shut up!
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What do you mean, you're sitting back in your chair for
You're doing what I do to you.
What?
Where I call you out on your stuff. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Let me be quiet and mind your own business.
Well, what? But it's your life, and we're an open book on this radio show, and I'm not going to let you do anything less than that.
Damn it.
So please.
Fine.
As of last check, there was...
What did I say last on the air? I don't even know.
Well, I remember there were a couple...
Oh, there were three.
There were a couple that you were kind of talking to. There was there's tall, hot guy.
Tall, hot guy.
5'9", funny guy. And then there's the other one.
Dude who sent me that wild message telling me how beautiful I was.
Right.
Remember that guy, the detailed guy? And
we'll
I was like,
him,
Riggs, is this guy for real?
We'll call him the intellectual.
The intellectual. He kind of is that guy.
He's the intellectual guy.
He told me, he was pointing out all these things he liked about me from the pictures.
In a very cool and clever way, might I add.
Yeah.
It's a great opening line, which turned into a discussion about that.
Yeah.
Oh, what he said about you?
He said,
intellectual guy? Go ahead, please.
He said, I gotta say, Allison, there's some major competition between what I like best about you, those amazing sparkling eyes and the way you squint so cutely when you seem happiest. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on and on. Anyway, stuff like that. So that guy, I was like, Riggs, what's with this guy?
Yep.
And that guy's, of course, I wrote him back and said, what's the catch with you?
Yep.
Guess what? The catch was.
What?
He's short. They all lie to me, Riggs. They all lie to me to get in the door. They're ambitious, these guys.
But what they lack in height, they make up for in intelligence and charm.
And you're right, because remember 5'9 Funny Guy?
Yeah. He's that 5'9 Funny Guy for a reason.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Funny Guy asked me out for coffee and then canceled. My girlfriend goes, was he in jail or the hospital?
Those are the only two acceptable reasons for canceling with you.
I love my girlfriends. I was like, I don't know. He canceled. Yeah. So whatever. And then he was texting me and then I haven't heard from him. So I'm like, I thought that guy was really funny. I like actually was like starting to get interested in this guy. And then he blew me off. The irony in that. I don't know if he thought I was playing games. I wasn't. But that's fine because then he just moved out of the way. I'm like, well, you're lost. Move on to tall, hot guy. And here we are.
So has anything...
I hung out with tall, hot guy last night.
Oh, you hung out with tall, hot guy.
I hung out with tall, hot guy. That's right.
Really? So it advanced beyond just talking digitally. And
yes.
There's been a physical...
Second time we've hung out. I won't be... fine. Second time I've hung out with this guy.
Okay.
But...
a physical encounter.
It was much better.
Good.
You know, as you get to know each other.
Would do a little Netflix and chill action.
Netflix and chill, yes.
Come over and watch Bridgerton and hang out.
Sit on the couch, my legs across his, you know, like sitting up on top of him. Kind of, not like that. That sounded bad.
Full of popcorn?
Kind of, yeah.
Did you guys have
Netflix and chill.
Did you guys enjoy a meal together or anything like that?
Oh.
Did you?
This is so funny. So he texts me because he's coming over.
Yeah.
And he texts me and he says, and I'm still getting to know this guy, right?
Yeah.
And it's so weird with dating because I don't know if he's dating other people. He doesn't know if I'm dating other people. And I avoid it because I don't want him to think that I'm like, you can do whatever you want. You know, it's a weird time when you first meet someone, right? Especially on like a dating site where they could have like 10 other people, you never, and they're good looking. You worry even more.
Yeah.
So he texts me, he says, I'm sorry, I'm running late. And I'm like, that's fine. He's like, I got to stop and get some food. I go, well, I could whip something up for you real quick.
He's like, Chef Alley
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just grab something. I don't even like to cook, Riggs. And he's like, and then he says, oh, I didn't get a chance to eat. I may take you up on it. I'm like, get ready. So he gets to my house.
Oh, God. You have two young boys. And
who
you're
not
on
home. Not home.
Not home.
My
I know.
Kids are not
I'm
home,
just,
everyone.
I'm just taking inventory of what you have because you have two children and you're on a keto diet.
I have
a very
keto
strict
food and kid food.
And so you're not giving up any of your Chef Kayla food for him at all.
Never.
Never. Because that stuff's like gold.
I put in the oven chicken nuggets, chicken strips, and french fries. And he comes into my house.
What is he? Having a 12-year-old over?
I know. He comes into my house and I go, do you smell the chicken nuggets? And he goes, I was kind of joking. You didn't really have to make me food. And I go, well, now I feel like a dork. I go, now I feel stupid that I made you food.
Why? You made him food. Did he like the chicken nuggets? I would have.
Of course. He loved it.
Oh, my God.
He's like, no, this is like super nice. And I go, well, I don't like people around me being uncomfortable. I don't like people being hungry. Like, I just wanted you to be comfortable so we could hang out. So he ate the but then I couldn't. He goes, you got any sauce? I go, no. I go, here's a bottle of hot sauce. And I just, I don't even know this guy. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't know him well enough to be able to.
Headphones, of course. Right,
you don't know what this. You don't know what to deal.
Oh, there it is. I got
you
it.
You know him, but you don't know all
don't
of his
him.
Likes and all of his food
so
and everything
like,
he wants.
Well, give me the ranch and the hot sauce. I'll mix it together.
There you
and then
go.
He made a little dip for himself and ate it. And I
That's
was
what
like,
you do.
I said, I'm sorry. Like, I have kid food and I just, you were hungry. And if you don't want the chicken nuggets, I'll give them to my kids tomorrow.
All
but I thought it was funny that I cook for a guy, but it was chicken nuggets.
It's funny. It's the first thing you think of for the guy.
French fries.
Because you only have what's available to you, and you have children in your house.
Yeah,
I'm amazed you to make them hot pocket.
I mean, I like them.
Or an uncrustable.
We'll see where it goes.
Okay. Okay.
And I mean, so we'll see.
Are you still talking to other suitors and keeping other lines in the water as well?
Not really, because I was only talking
crickets
really
everywhere
to
else?
Those two.
Okay.
And then you know, 5'9" guy blew me off, so I was like, okay, well, fine. Do you, boo?
All right.
And then I started hanging out with this guy, and so. So, and I don't want to date a ton of people right now because of COVID, you know? So we'll see.
Stick to the
it's
one.
It's one of those where I don't know, but I like them and we'll see where it goes.
And that's okay.
And that's kind of where I'm at.
Totally fine. But I had to get it out of you because you haven't talked about it.
I hate you so much. Fine. A guy came over and I made him chicken nuggets. Fine.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Morning.
Takeout and delivery may be changing in Wisconsin.
I want to know.
I think this is pretty interesting, Allie.
Yeah, I want to know.
By the way, today's ridiculously cold, like alarmingly cold, offensively cold. Mm-hmm. Just bundle up and deal with it because it'll be a little bit warmer this weekend, like the 20s and 30s this weekend. Yes, 20s
really?
And 30s will be nice when you have 11 right
it's
now.
Be warmer.
So there are two bills in Wisconsin legislation right now being passed around to help with the struggling
Glad
restaurant.
To see they're doing something.
Struggling with
Wisconsin.
The struggling restaurant
to you,
business.
Legislators.
The restaurant business obviously been hit pretty hard over the last year with the pandemic. So they're looking to have a law where you can, when you pick up your food for takeout, you can also pick up booze and bring it home with you. So if you go and get a burrito at Botana's, they can also buy a margarita as well. Or if you get a steak from somewhere, you can also get an old fashioned and take it home with
you. Because people are probably losing money on booze. They would sell a lot of booze and they're not selling it.
Especially in Wisconsin. And then the other one that's being introduced that they're thinking is going to be harder to get through is booze delivery. So you can actually have drinks delivered to you. So they will bring the margarita to your house. They're two separate things. Because people are obviously have concerns about, well, if you get a drink and then you take it in your car and you go home and then you drink it. Is that going to happen? Can you trust people to do that? Can we? In the land of people
Wisconsin.
With 7, 8, 9 DUIs.
Right.
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 So those are some concerns, but the restaurants are hoping that, you know, people can be smart about it and still continue to get their old fashioned. Because some places, like I can make an old fashioned at home.
This state.
But having them delivered is so much better.
We worry about getting booze. We don't worry about like reopening abruptly and when nobody was ready. We don't worry about that. But then we go, but you know, let's figure out a way to sell booze. Like, some of this, you're 7 months behind.
Unemployment? God. No unemployment, but let's get booze delivered to people.
You're 7 months behind.
At least they know what we really want at the end of the day. If we can't have money, give us booze.
You triggered me on a Friday.
Well, if we can't have money, give us booze.
Well, I just got pissed because when I heard they hadn't been in session since like April, the Wisconsin legislature, I'm like, excuse me? And I heard that in December. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, they're in there right now talking about delivering booze.
Let's go.
Let's do something. Come on now.
Let's go.
So what are the two? They're saying probably the one where you can pick up booze will pass faster than the one where booze will be delivered to you, but it's coming and it hopefully will help some local restaurants. We'll see.
Which is a good thing.
It's a commercial-free hour on Kiss FM. If you're looking for a free iPad, you can still use the word home at 1037kissfm.com for the next 6 minutes or so. And then a new keyword at 8:05. Rolling commercial-free with Florida Georgia Line and Nelly. It's a little bit.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I don't even watch the show anymore, but I'm following along with this crazy story, Riggs.
Yeah? What is it?
So do you remember how I told you that they had to recast The Bachelorette in the middle of the season? They kicked off Claire Crawley because it turned out she had been, she knew the guy already.
Or one of the guys left
or whatever. You know, so she already knew the guy. Her and the guy, Dale, they leave. Claire and Dale Moss, they leave. And now they've broken up. They brought in a new bachelorette, right? So now Claire and Dale have broken up. And they just freaking got together. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And she's accusing him of cheating. She says he was cheating before he went up. Because they were talking before the show.
Yeah.
So she thinks he was cheating through their whole engagement. She thinks he was cheating, like, basically when they were talking before the show, when they weren't supposed to be talking, that he had all that he's basically been talking to this woman the whole time. He's been talking to her.
He's never been faithful at all.
Time.
Oh, wow.
According to her. I saw the video of TMZ chasing him, and it's funny because they're like, you know, how's it going? Why'd you guys break up? And he's like, we used to have a lot going on. And I'm like, oh, you did something wrong. He's like, you know, we wish the best for each other. I'm like, okay.
Oh, typical canned answer.
Okay, because she's not saying we wish the best.
We'll still remain great friends. No, you won't.
But
you won't.
Part of me is like, well, this is what you get for lying and going on the show in the first place and wasting everyone's time.
Yep.
And then you were already, my point is, he was already being deceitful when he went on the show by having the affair with her before they were, like, before it all happened.
Yeah.
So she, and you could say the same about her, that they were both lying anyway the whole time.
Yeah.
But that might tell you, you know, that they don't have a problem lying, right?
Yeah.
About stuff. So look, he got busted because of all his commenting on Instagram, messages, the classic, she found the phone, and then he, you know, you're not supposed to go through my phone. Well, then there shouldn't be stuff in it. How about that?
Which, you can go through my phone at any time.
I know,
in any relationship I've ever been in, I would hand my phone to my wife
and
go, here, take it.
Likewise.
Whatever you need. Whatever you're going to do. There's nothing in there to hide.
The only time I've had to go through people's phones, I found something, didn't I?
Which is very telling.
So,
it's telling.
But then they spin it on you and go, you went through my phone?
Shut up.
You're the one screwing around. What do you mean I went through your phone?
Shut up and quit following fangirls and only girl accounts.
Seriously.
Or only fan accounts. What? So it's something that you are really not very good at. But you really wish down to your core that you were good at
You were better at it.
But you keep trying to do it, and you're just not good at it.
Do you know what I was thinking about? What a lot of people suck at?
What's
dancing.
That? Dancing?
So many people are such bad dancers.
Yeah. Yes.
But they don't know they're bad dancers.
But they wish they were really good dancers.
They wish they were.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that. Because I came to a realization yesterday, something that I am really not good at, but I wish that I was good at.
What?
And that's reading.
Mm. You don't think you're a good reader?
Well, I can read, like, literally I can read things, obviously.
Yes.
But it's following through and finishing a book. Like, I haven't done that in so long, and I've got probably 7 or 8 unfinished books on a bookshelf in my house.
Oh, see, I didn't expect you to say you have a ton of unfinished. I thought you were going to say I have one that...
No, 7 unfinished books, Allie, 7.
Well, maybe you're reading the wrong books.
Well, I'm interested, and I get like 100 pages deep into them, and then I'm like, I'll get distracted, I'll do something else, some time will go by, I'll find another book, I'll start reading
it. I was going to say, that feels like a bad book.
I know, I just can't find a good one that I want to finish all the way through. Maybe that's what it is.
You need it like a good show where you can't stop watching. Where a book should be like,
But it needs to be, I want it to be a book though. Like I really want to be good at reading. I want to finish books. Like I talk to people, they're like, oh, I read this book and this book. And I'm like, how do you have time to read all these books and how do you finish them?
I don't think it's you.
No?
I think it's the books.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because it's genuine. I was genuinely interested in some of these books.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm reading one now called Inside of a Dog. It's about like dogs and how they think and how they perceive things and their reality. And how we anthropomorphize dogs, which means anthropomorphizing dogs. Basically, we assign them human traits all the time.
Uh-huh, right.
We say, oh, the dog is sad. He's angry at me.
Right.
He's upset. But that's, so I was interested in it for a while. But then I just, I lose interest halfway through these books because I'm like, oh my God, 300 more pages?
So it's the overwhelming of it.
That may be it too.
More than the actual book being bad.
I wish that I could be like a TV show where I could just plow through and just read the book and be done with it. But I can't.
Think about all the TV shows that we start and don't stop, and there are some that we can't get enough of.
And
that's why I think it's the book, not you.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's what it is.
I feel like you need to be, because you're reading like informational books. You need to read like a story where you're so into it. It's like you're, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you, a book that I did read all the way through was a book about skydiving. Because it genuinely interested me.
Because you liked it.
And I read it all the way through. And it was like an instructional book, too. Like, nobody would ever read. But I was thinking, what's something that you're really bad at, but you wish that you were good at? It could be anything, really. Dancing, reading.
Mine is balance.
Balance?
Don't you remember me trying to paddleboard? Like, no matter, like, I'm really bad at balance. And I wish I could get on a paddleboard and just be, like, graceful. But instead I get on, I'm like, I'm going to fall. Somebody. And I tried surfing once. That was a disaster because that's all balance. Skiing's a disaster. Like, I have so many issues because of balance.
How are you on a bike or a scooter?
Bike,
like an electric
scooter. Because I've done it since I was little. If you put me on skis when I was little, I'd probably be fine.
Right.
But now I'm like,
That's another thing.
I mean, a pogo ball I could bounce all day.
Roller skating. That's something that I'm horrible at, but I wish I was good at.
Me too,
because
the balance,
horrible.
That's so funny.
414-799-1037. It's something that you suck at, but you really wish that you were good at. We'll talk to you next. 414-799-1037. It's Kiss. 414-799-1037.
What?
What's something that you're bad at, but you really wish that you were good at? Somebody texted in, making a decision.
Well, we might be soulmates, whoever texted that in.
Yes, right?
Because I'm with ya.
Everybody is.
Don't ever give me choices. Just tell me what to do. That's the alleyway.
414-799-1037. I was just talking about how I wish that I was good at finishing books. Like, I could just plow through them and I had that in me. But I don't. I get so disinterested in a book and I get, it seems like it's daunting to finish another 300 pages.
Yep.
I move on with my life. And I've got 7 unfinished books at home. Come on.
I think it's the books, not you. And I said I'm bad at balance. So things like skiing, paddleboarding, surfing, all are a nightmare for me. Like, I try, and roller skating.
Yeah, that one too.
I wish I was better at that.
You can call or you can text us. Who's on one? Who we got over here?
Oh, we have got Heidi in Menominee Falls.
Heidi!
Hey, girl!
What's up?
Hey!
So what's something that you're really bad at, but you wish that you were good at?
I wish I was better at running.
Oh, yes!
Yep.
Yes, I think it's so fun. I see people running on the road, side of the road. I'm like, oh, that looks so relaxing.
It's not.
And then I run up the stairs and I'm dying.
She's amazing. Heidi, I don't watch the people running and wish I could do that, but I do wish I had the endurance they had to run and run and run and run without wanting to die and choke on, you know, my
people
own sweat.
Experience, they talk about the runner's high. The people that I know that run, they're like,
Who are
it's
these
so
people?
Great. I'm like, what do you mean runner's high? You mean runner's pain, shin splints?
Because all I do is die after I
run. 5 minutes just down the road. I'm like, can I just call an Uber and go home? Be a lot easier.
It just seems so amazing, and it's not, you guys. It's, you're going nowhere, and you're just, it's awful.
Heidi, thank you for calling.
It's
you
so
wish
funny.
You were good at running, but you're just not good at it. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah. Hey,
appreciate you calling this morning.
Dreams, you know, Stephanie's in South Milwaukee.
Stephanie, good morning.
Hi.
What's something that you're bad at, but you wish that you were good at it?
I wish I was good at singing.
Okay.
This is so funny that she said that. Somebody said to me, somebody texted me and said, I heard a song that makes me think of you. I bet you it would sound good singing it. And I wrote back, ha! You think I have a good voice because I have like a deep voice? Honey, no. I'm the worst singer ever. But I'm with her. Sing if you can't sing, you really wish you could.
I've caught Allie singing with a live microphone off. Yeah, it's not good.
So bad.
Her
and I could karaoke together and we would make each other look good.
Stephanie, right?
Yeah.
Hey, do you sing in like the shower, your car? Where do you sing at? Where you know you sound good?
In the shower, sound good.
Yes.
Or in my room.
Yes, when I'm getting ready, blow drying my hair. Don't talk to me. The music's bumping. Let me live. I'm dancing and singing.
When you're getting ready, always.
Always music bumping when I'm getting ready.
So singing, Stephanie, is something you're not good at, but you wish you were good at.
Mm-hmm.
We get it, man. We get it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay,
have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye. On line three,
yes.
He said. He's calling from West Bend. I said, what's your name? He said, Lord Nelson.
Yes.
And I said, is that real or are you screwing with me? He goes, yeah, it's real.
Lord Nelson.
Lord Nelson. Is that like your first and last name or what's that?
Hello.
Hello?
Lord Nelson.
Lord Nelson, we hear you breathing.
He just wanted us to call him Lord on the radio.
I wish I was good at, I'm bad at keeping my mouth shut.
Are you my soulmate?
Are you Allie's soulmate?
Why do we keep meeting my soulmates this morning?
No, I really wish I could stop talking. I got diarrhea of the mouth.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know.
Relatable.
That happens, man. Maybe you and Allie should hang out.
Shut up.
You're finding all your soulmates this morning, dude.
I've got them lined up. All my people.
Toilet paper.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We're talking about things that you suck at, but deep down, you really wish that you were good at it. You can always call or text us, 414-799-1037. Good morning. Who's this?
Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Where are you calling from, Jessica?
West Dallas.
Dallas! Right.
Represent! Woo! 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 All right, Jessica. What is something that you absolutely suck at, but you wish that you were really good at?
Well, the list is super long.
Riggs, your laugh made me laugh, dude. Okay,
the list is really long. Where do I begin?
She's like, where do I start? Go on, girl.
Okay, I am really bad at sticking to my diet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
everybody
yes,
is.
Honey. Yes.
What kind of diets are you trying?
Well, I went where Allie goes.
Uh-huh. Medical weight loss and wellness, and you couldn't stick with it?
Yeah.
No, I can.
Oh, you can.
Consistently.
Oh, right. She could not get into the lifestyle role that I fell into. She could not.
I did really good. I lost 40 pounds.
Go, girl.
Good for you.
Woo! Yes.
And I can't thank them enough, but then when COVID hit and I had to stop going.
Oh, got it.
And then we got a puppy and he's in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super expensive and that's really important.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of cut back. So when I cut back, then I realized that, I need you again.
Yeah.
I gained back 10 pounds since COVID.
Aww.
Which is horrible.
No.
Horrible.
No.
No. Not at all.
You're still down 30 pounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
And do you know, girlfriend, and this isn't an ad, but it should be, at Medical Weight Loss and Wellness, they have no restart fee because they do never want people to feel bad about coming back. Right. Never feel ashamed. Never feel embarrassed. So many people. I'm rare that I don't fall. That's my lifestyle, that I don't fall off the wagon. But it takes time and you might need to do it more. And maybe after a few years, you'll be getting a groove.
And find some foods that you really enjoy.
That's
that you
what it
like.
Is. She needs to find the foods that can keep her from cheating because when I really got the right stuff around me that I was allowed to eat, I didn't look to other stuff.
It's hard to find the
tricky
stuff that you really like,
It's tricky.
I work at a dental office and there is consistently snack. And I
Which
just,
is so
I
funny.
Really, 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 really good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk back there and I'm like, maybe just a little bite.
Do you see the food and want it?
Yeah, because I'm not even hungry.
Okay, yeah. See, I can look at a box of donuts and walk right past it. You need like sweet stuff around you can eat at all times so that you don't want the donuts. And then when you see a donut, you go grab your keto sweet and you get a little sweetness and then you move on with your life. That's my advice.
Because you know what you're eating is good for you and it's not going to destroy your diet.
Mm-hmm. Make it
The thing about keto is there's so much to replace sweets with now.
Yeah.
And like, there's so much you can do. You can have spaghetti squash and, you know, you can put the right sauce on it. It tastes like pasta. You know?
So you're bad at it, but you wouldn't be good at it. So just make it a lifestyle. Don't make it a diet. Because I think when you call it a diet, you start failing at it. So don't think of it as a diet and think of it as a way that you're going to start eating to better yourself and your health. Mm-hmm. And once you change your mindset with that,
you're right.
It'll be easier.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Ali, you are my inspiration.
Oh, honey, well, I hope you go back soon. Yeah. And, you know.
I actually am. I'm going to start going back in the next, 2 weeks.
Oh, good for you. Yes. I was just in there last week. So,
I saw that.
Yeah, I've been going to get my food from Chef Kayla every week, but last week was the first week I went in. I got, you know, I weighed in, all that good stuff. So,
you're the inspiration. Yeah.
Get back in there.
I'm going back.
Good. All right.
You're amazing, thank you.
You're amazing. You lost 40 pounds. You go, girl. There's a lot of people listening who would love to lose 40 pounds.
Sorry, I had to pull that up.
I was having a moment with her. I was enjoying the music, quite frankly. Her and I were.
I want to have you hear me say me. All right.
Do you want to make out later? I'm just kidding.
Can we watch that?
Shut up, Rick. I was kidding.
I heard you're having
a love affair right now. I hope you get back on track, and good for you for losing 40 pounds.
Go be good at diet. Go be good at your new lifestyle.
I swear if I was a lesbian, I'd make out with you. I swear.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Yikes. Dave Chappelle had to cancel his shows that he had planned that were, of course, sold out because he found out he tested positive for COVID-19. So as soon as they realized that, I assume they were getting tested every day.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. And they've been doing these shows. And he was supposed to perform last night in Austin, Texas. But all of the shows have been canceled. He's quarantining now. And they said he is asymptomatic. So he has zero symptoms but tested positive. So thank God they're testing him.
Yeah.
Because he would have just gone back out into a crowd and spread away.
Did you see what else he did while he was in Austin?
What?
There was a couple that was getting married. And he photobombs their picture. Like, he sees they're getting married. He goes up behind him and gets in the picture. Snaps the picture with him.
Uh-huh.
So now this couple is thinking that they have to get tested.
I was going to say, did they have to get tested if he was...
He was there.
He got next to their faces and everything with no mask?
Yes, he was in their photos.
Ew.
And then he was taking pictures with Elon Musk.
I did read that some people were blaming Elon Musk's wife on how he got
Grimes.
It. And I'm like, you know what's good news for you? Yeah. We're so screwed up with COVID. Our contract tracing can't even keep up at this point.
Right.
So lucky for you, you're never going to know. Okay? Right. Seriously.
Well, we hope Dave Chappelle gets well soon.
He's fine. He literally said no symptoms, but he's tested positive. So he canceled all his shows in Austin. Everyone will get refunds and he's quarantining. But I hope that couple tests negative.
Yeah, me too. Now, why did you get kicked off social media?
Well, I didn't. I thought I did. It's okay, Riggs. It's okay. But for a second, I got nervous.
You didn't get shadow banned?
You know how I say I hate Facebook, but then when I accidentally almost get kicked off Facebook, I'm like, no!
I was wondering about that. For someone that hates Facebook so much.
Well, I just hate the feed. There's too much misinformation. You got conspiracy theories. We've got a lot of people out there now who have been kind of consuming this crap. And you see, now they're too far gone with social media. They're trying to fix all this now. And we're too late because you can really regulate social media, right?
Yeah.
So this is the problem we're dealing with in the world, as we all know.
Yeah.
But so yesterday, I get this email and it says, your Facebook is going to be deactivated because of something you did. And I'm like, what the hell? And I start panicking. Now, normally I would just roll my eyes.
Yeah.
But yesterday, what was I posting? Really funny Bernie Sanders memes.
And you and
I
everyone else.
Yeah, everyone, right? So I thought, did I post a picture I wasn't... like, because sometimes pictures have copyrights. There's a lot of stuff you can't post that people post anyway thinking they can. And you could literally be fined like 10 grand by the person
because
who took it.
There's one person that took that picture of Bernie Sanders that's now going, why am I not getting credit for
and
this?
And they own it, right?
Yeah, they own it.
So I panicked and I thought, did I share some memes maybe that violated like a picture? So I go on and then I start looking and I go, wait a second, Allie, you're not getting kicked off Facebook. This is spam. They're trying to get you. Because it had a link, which I refused to click.
Yep.
That was the first thing. Here's the link to your ticket of what you did. I wasn't clicking that. And then it hit me that it got sent to my work email. Right?
Our Which Kiss, you don't our use ki- that on
I
your
don't
Facebook.
I don't use that on my Facebook. It got sent to my Kiss FM email, and I thought, oh, this isn't even the email attached to my Facebook. And then when I really looked at it, it said, will be, is going to be. Facebook doesn't do that. They just shut you down and send you an email going, you violated our terms.
Yeah.
You can come back in XYZ or you can't. Facebook doesn't go, we're going to shut. So if a social media site says they're about to, it's spam. Like, don't even. They would do it,
right?
And period. Yeah.
And ditto for passwords. Mm-hmm. I've had that before for my Apple account.
Yes.
I'll get a spam message saying, click here, your password has been compromised.
Don't do it.
Click here to change your password. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I don't trust that. And plus, I can tell if you look at the image, usually it's like a full picture on the actual email that you have to click. It's not an individual.
Uh-huh.
You would know if something came from Apple.
Yeah, I would. I almost fell out of my chair, but it's Friday.
Right,
so what's, I'm fine. Dude, I get those too, and they look like spam to me. I know what you mean.
Have other people tried to get, maybe someone tried to scam them out of something?
Did
someone try to get you and you try to pull one over on you?
I was just glad I didn't click the link.
Yeah.
Because God only knows whose OnlyFans I would have ended up on.
I always worry that about that with the phone calls that I get about my extended car warranty and
when
the
they
student
tell
loan
you
forgiveness.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, like if I really did, or the people that do actually follow through with that, are they getting scammed somehow?
Mm-hmm.
Are they just getting into these unfair programs? Mm-hmm. I don't even know because everybody gets those calls.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I know, at least.
That's true. Unless it's somebody you know, like your actual insurance agent. Telling you something's wrong, which happened to me the other day.
A credible source, yes.
Yes, yes.
414-799-1037. Have you been scammed somehow? Did someone try to pull one over on you?
Or did you click the link I didn't click?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, I'm trying to give people awareness so they don't click this stuff anymore.
My grandparents have clicked that stuff
of course,
before, and it
so
destroyed their computer.
Yep.
Destroyed it.
My parents do, too. My mom, you just reminded me, got an email from her friends that said something like, we're out of town. We need you to go pick up a gift for us and we'll pay you back. It made no sense. Like, none. And my mom called me. She goes, I got this strange email from our friends. I go, ignore it. Call them and ignore it. There's no way your friends, there's no need for you to go get a gift they can get when they get back. Something's off. Like, don't. Yeah.
My grandpa clicked on an email that he thought was for his mortgage. It said, your mortgage is overdue. He goes, my mortgage isn't overdue. What's this about? Clicked it and asked him to download an app to start the process, and it downloaded a whole malware program that completely trashed his computer. Completely trashed it.
Jeez.
It was like it wouldn't open. He couldn't get it to open it or anything that happened. Thank God it didn't have any real personal information, I don't think.
But
it's my grandpa. And he's
well,
old,
you never
so maybe.
Know.
414-799-1037. How did you get scammed? Mm-hmm. What happened? It's all right if you fell for it, because then people will learn from your mistakes.
That's right, actually.
It's
seriously.
Kiss FM. Those crafty hackers tried to pull one over on Allie.
No, thank you.
Not today, Satan. No.
Not today and not ever. Well, maybe next week, but I didn't get busted this week.
414-799-1037. You can call or text that number.
I said that I got this email saying my Facebook account was going to be shut down because of something, and I didn't click the link, and then I realized they wrote what is going to be, which Facebook will just shut you down.
They're not
going to
warn you. They're just going to do it.
They don't warn you. They just do it if you violate the rules or any of them, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, but I was glad I didn't get, you know, I didn't click the link and I didn't get my Facebook screwed. A friend of mine, though, just texted me. Hey, Latasha. She just texted me and she said, a family member got an email from Facebook to change his password and someone took over his Facebook page.
Oof.
They changed the contact email. So and then it was all in a different language so he could not get back in.
Oh.
And he had to start a new account because he wasn't able to get his old back.
Oh no.
Dang.
Now someone's out there pretending to be him, some Russian hack.
She said it was in Chinese, actually.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Noelle is on the phone listening in Kenosha this morning.
Hey,
good morning,
Noelle.
You said your best friend. Your best friend got screwed over?
Yeah. I was looking for a bike for my son. He's my son's godfather. And during COVID over the summer, everyone had already got out and, you know, gotten all the bikes in the stores. So he went online and found a bike, paid like $85 for this really nice Schwinn. And I was like, no way. That's like not legit. He sends me the link. And first of all, it's not a .com. And it was something else, some random website. But when you open it up, it was the exact photocopy of the Schwinn website.
Oh, like they had just like screenshot the website?
No way.
I've seen that before.
They did it. It was like you wouldn't know if you didn't know what you were looking for.
Yeah.
But he didn't get tracking information. Like I said, the price was way too good to be true.
Right. My
and the
dad.
Fact that they were sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad always used to yell at me and say, "Nothing's for free.
Nothing's free.
If it's still good to be true, it probably is." And that's granted, that's where my cynicism. I'm so cynical, but it's true. He would always say, "If something is too good to be true, nothing. You don't get anything for free." Kind of thing.
Someone's
paying for it.
Someone's paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes you more conscious.
Well, thank you for calling, Noelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks.
Appreciate listening this morning. Wow.
Yeah, thanks, Noelle.
Who is on two?
Thomas is in Milwaukee.
Yo, Thomas, how did you get scammed? What happened?
Well, I was selling my really nice Apple computer on eBay, which, you know, it's a bad idea anyway.
Right. I forget about eBay sometimes.
I do too, but go on.
Somebody bought. Somebody said that they bought it from Arizona, and they were emailing me through PayPal or through eBay.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Hey, text me. It's easier." I was like, "All right, sure."
Okay.
So they took away the paper trail. So then they said they sent me money on PayPal, and it came through as like a spam email. But I was like, "No, it looks legit. They made it look 100% from PayPal." So I mailed it out, and I never got my money for it.
So you mailed off the computer to this person, thinking your money was coming through PayPal, and never happened.
Well, and you're never going to ignore the spam email again, are you, Thomas?
No, I'm definitely going to look at that and immediately contact them.
Yeah.
Next time.
So what happened? Was anything able to be done, or were you kind of screwed at that point?
Good question.
I was kind of screwed out of it because eBay said that they didn't have any more tracking information on who the person was, so they couldn't figure it out.
Damn it.
Isn't it so nice when companies go, "Not our problem."
Right.
Just wipe it.
If they don't have the evidence, I mean, in fairness, Thomas could be trying to scam them out of a computer or something, so they don't know. So I'm not saying he would, but that's what they're up against.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for listening, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. Who's that? Somebody else is calling in. Good morning, Kiss FM.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, who's this? Turn your radio down.
Yeah, what's your name?
We hear you breathing.
We hear you driving.
And then
they hung up. That. Oh, good job.
You know what? Screw you. Screw you. You're cool. Screw you.
I hope none of you get scammed. None of you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.